If I can have your attention here in the media center, we are now joined by the second place qualifier for the 69th annual Bojangles Southern 500, and that's none other than Kyle Larson, driver of the 42 DC Solar Chevrolet for Chip Ganassi Racing. We're going to open the floor for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start with Hunter, and we'll work our way back.
Hey, Kyle. Hunter Thomas with TheFourthTurn.com. You just barely missed out on the pole. Do you think you had something for him if you had one more lap? And also, how quickly do you think you'll move up to the very, very high side come tomorrow?
No, one more lap, I would have been a lot slower, given how the tires fall off everywhere. I just got a little bit too loose there in the center, 1 and 2, and the kind of exit of 3 and 4, I felt like, which cost me a little bit of time. So didn't need much to get the pole. Felt like we had a better car probably than Denny did throughout qualifying there. I just got a little bit too loose and messed up a little bit there in 1 and 2 and gave up that time. So, disappointed that we didn't get the pole. But it's good to qualify good here, and it's a tough race tomorrow. So, if we can keep our track position and keep it out of the wall, we should have a good shot.
Go next to Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport Magazine. Kyle, with how the tire wear and just how quickly the track changes over the course of a run, how important or not important is track position over the course of a 500-mile race here at Darlington?
Yeah, track position is important everywhere. But when you get to, places that wear out, like, Darlington might or some other tracks, track position's not as quite as important. But, It's gonna be interesting tomorrow. We have a new left side tire apparently, and it sounds like it wears out quicker, and the fall off is greater. I didn't really feel that in practice yesterday, but I also didn't run very long either. So I think maybe after we get 15 laps into a run or so, it's really gonna shift and get hard to drive. So be a tough race, like I said. So it's easy to make mistakes here, and if we can just be mistake-free, I think we'd have a good shot at it.
Kyle, James Jackson, ESPN, Albuquerque, and the New Mexico Motorsports Report. Does really running up against the wall, does this track really suit your driving style, even with the rugged track pavement? Does this help you at all?
I think it's I wouldn't say I'm comfortable up there like I would be at, like, Homestead or something. I was talking to Chastain earlier, and I was saying running the wall here is a little bit harder because your mile per hour is less, I think, in like the center of the corner than it, say, would be at Homestead. So you don't really get to feel the air compressed between your car and the wall like you do at Homestead. So it's, you don't really feel that that fine line like you can at Homestead. There you can, to me, it feels like running a cushion. Here, you don't really know how close you are to the wall until you get into it. So I think, that's why you see a lot of people get into the wall here, because it's harder to run than anywhere else.
Go next to Jerry, then to Greg.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. I actually have two. First off, you said you talked to Ross. How is that dynamic working? And then what are your thoughts on his run out there earlier today?
Yeah, Ross, I think, we've all known that he's had a lot of talent. He's overachieved in the equipment that he's been in, whether it's trucks, Xfinity, or Cup. So it's good for him to get a few races in here in Chip Ganassi's equipment to showcase what he can do. He's already, proven that he can do it and go fast. So I'm looking forward to seeing how he runs later today. Like I said, this is a tough place. So if you can run up front and, compete with a guy like Denny Hamlin later on in this Xfinity race, I think you've proven to everybody that you deserve, a good ride week in and week out.
And follow up, you talked about the tires. Can you talk about how much the tire fall off actually was out there? You said you'd have been a lot slower if you'd had another lap. So,
well, you'd be a lot slower at Richmond or Phoenix as well. So, just qualifying trim, the way you set your pressures and tape and all that, you're pretty much just setting up for the, one lap. So you're not going to that's why nobody runs more than one lap in qualifying, really, anywhere. Michigan, Pocono, anywhere. So it doesn't really qualifying part of that doesn't, you know, doesn't matter about the surface. But in the race, you know, the fall off is pretty extreme. You're not like in Atlanta or something, but it's definitely up there, and you know, off of turn two is getting rough. So the balance gets trickier to maintain throughout a run. But that makes it a lot of fun for us.
Go next to Greg.
Hey, Kyle. Greg Engle, Auto Week. How do you prepare physically for tomorrow? Are you going to do anything tonight? I mean, you're still young. But are you to that point yet where you have to worry about that, or is there any special preparations? And as a follow-up, are you glad you're not running the Xfinity race and the main race?
Yes. I mean, I think, you know, just trying to get hydrated, you know, throughout the week, really. And, you know, it's been a hard week for me to even stay hydrated with – you know, the Richmond test we had earlier this week, 2 days was hotter than it is here, and you're in the car all day long. So it's, I mean, you're never really in any AC. So you get dehydrated there, and then spent a couple days in Orlando at Disney World. So, but I feel like I've done a decent job of rehydrating, and the weather's been pretty nice so far this week, and you know, a lot cooler than normal. It's still really hot, but I'm gonna go home after all this and just relax and. Pack my bags for the West Coast trip that I'm making this week, and then I don't remember your other question.
Are you glad you're not racing?
Oh, yeah. This would be the second year that I haven't run the Xfinity race, and I've enjoyed it, not running it, because of the fact that it's so hot here normally. You know, it's easy to get yourself run down in this race, and you know, obviously, you know, you learn a lot. So, you know, in that aspect, it would be nice to run double duty. But just trying to take care of myself tonight and not running it is why I don't do it. You know, I think my team would like me to run this race, but they're not the ones sitting in the car.
We'll go next to Mike.
Mike Neff from frontstretch.com. A couple of them for you, Kyle. Number one, you got 13 sets of tires for this race. One's on the car, 12 more. Has Johnston been on you about a possible strategy of maybe trying to run one set a little long at the beginning to make sure you have enough tires at the end of the race?
I mean, it all just depends on how the race is going and how cautions fly and things like that. So, I mean, you don't really know how you're going to play a race until it happens. So, I'm sure we'll go over that stuff tomorrow. There's always, you know, a point or two throughout the race where you have to leave a set of tires on, you know, because I mean, if you go green for three or four laps, you know, if you come down pit road, you're gonna have a much bigger advantage with tires, but then you're risking being down a set, you know, towards the end of the race. So everybody will run into that, you know, that issue throughout the race tomorrow, and have to save a set of tires at some point, you know, unless you get a lot of green flag runs throughout the race.
Second question, do you feel really bad for those poor tennis players that are dealing with 109-degree temperature up in New York?
I don't know. I don't watch tennis, so I don't really care.
We'll go to John.
John Haverland, ESPN Albuquerque. I've heard some drivers say that running the Xfinity car is actually hotter than running the Cup car, so I was wondering if you could attest to that also.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't know what it is about the Xfinity cars that are hotter, but I feel like, you know, maybe because they get all the hand-me-down AC units and all that stuff. I mean, I always felt like the Xfinity race was, or any weekend is a hotter race than the Cup race. And part of that, I think, is because you spend, you know, for a Cup guy doing double duty, you spend all day in the car and then go race. And then, you know, come Sunday, you're just in the car for the race. So, you know, hours in the car is probably less, you know, on a Sunday rather than a Saturday with practices and qualifyings and then the race and Xfinity. So it's easy to get wore out on Saturdays. But yeah, I also think those cars are a lot hotter somehow.
Any additional questions for Kyle? Well, Kyle, congratulations on the run. Good luck tomorrow.